Ready? Go!
Hello and welcome to the podcast that gives you a light look at growing your content. Today, we are going to photobomb our way into the realm of Instagram. No, not that kind of bomb. Yeah, that's more like it. Hopefully this episode doesn't go up in flames. I'm Sarah, and this is Photosynthesis. Instagram has quickly gone from being a cute vintage photo booth to an amazing marketing platform. While it still primarily houses fun snapshots from users all around the globe, businesses and organizations of all shapes and sizes have gotten into creating visual media to get themselves noticed. Why? Because connecting through photographs, especially when showing up amongst photos of users' friends and favorite scenery, is a great way to humanize your brand and make it more lovable. Now, hold up. You may be wondering, can my brand thrive on Instagram? It's not exactly an artsy business. I'm here to tell you that yes, it can. Wait, you're maybe wondering also, can it survive without any real photographic expertise? I mean, this is like a photography app, right? Again, I'm gonna tell you, yes, it can. Case in point. My friend Dan is a blogging auto mechanic over on mechanicalmalarkey.com. In order to reach more people, he set up an Instagram profile. Digging around inside of Honda guts is not exactly a glamorous job, and it isn't hugely photogenic either, to be honest. But he finds the oddest looking things to photograph and posts them up with brief, sometimes humorous descriptions. Each time he makes a new post, he puts up snapshots with informative and/or catchy summaries and tells you to check out his profile where he posts a link to the latest blog post that the photo is from. And with just those tidbits, his viewership has seen a dramatic increase, he told me. I'm honestly not even super into auto mechanics myself, but because of the oddity and the personality in his posts, I've had a blast seeing his findings in my Instagram feed. So, that to say, no matter what your brand is, there is a way to create an Instagram presence. Everything creates a mental image. So take it one step further and turn that mental image into a visual image. What kind of mental image does your brand conjure? If your brand was a person, what kind of personality would it have? Do you have cool behind-the-scenes content to share so that people can get to know your team or understand your processes better? All of those things are things that you can think about that might help you get an idea of what kind of image you want to start creating for yourself on the Insta feed. Now, beyond that, what does your target audience do, enjoy, or look like? Figure out who they are, what their personalities are like, and try to relate to them via images. This can mean anything from posting inspirational quotes that maybe a crowd of entrepreneurs might love, to sharing scenery shots that the outdoorsy crowd would like, to honestly, it could encompass like anything. And beyond that, Instagram isn't for just photos. Instagram opens it up to doing short video clips. I think it's up to a minute currently, as of 2017, last I checked. Don't quote me on that part. Anywho, yeah, you can do video clips, you can share graphics that you've created, artwork, or just text graphics. Sometimes people even post things like graphs and infographics. I mean, tiny infographics, because you only have the little bitty square to work with. But still, there is an endless realm of Instagramming possibilities for you and your brand. Now you may be thinking, cool, I can post images of everything on Instagram? Well, this is great. I can basically make it my own online sale ad, right? Well, just wait for just a second here. Yes, that is a thing that you can do. However, I need to let you know, Instagram is not about slamming ads into everyone's feed. It's about connecting with them on a personal level. It's about sharing smiles and getting to know each other. Sure, yes, totally, sprinkle some ads and promotions in there occasionally. That's fine, it's good, it gets them thinking about your brand a little bit. But when you are advertising on Instagram, there is a good rule of thumb to go by. I call it the 80-20 rule. Actually, I don't call it that, I read that on HubSpot to be perfectly honest. But it's a really good rule. Basically, 80% of what you post needs to be fun or relatable or useful in some way to your followers. The other 20% That stuff can be used for directly marketing your brand, like posting your little sale ads or pictures of your product or your brand name or your logo or whatever. But don't make your entire feed about you. Don't make it endless advertising. Because, sure, yeah, you might capture somebody every once in a while, but how many people are going to want to consistently follow a profile that's 100% advertising? That's like subscribing to get junk mail in your mailbox. You know, all those ads that we look at for 2 seconds and throw in the trash. Don't do that on your Instagram feed, okay? Please. It'll help you a lot, I promise. Also, bonus points to you if you can have a feed like my mechanic friend in which each post is interesting enough to pull your audience in, has an entertaining enough description that people want to read it, and at the same time offer a send-off to your website. Now, you may still be wondering, like, what kind of things should I post on my brand's Instagram page? Well, maybe I can help. I've got a list, in no particular order, of the top 20 things that brands use for posting on their Instagram feeds. Here goes. 1. Reposts from fans and followers. 2. Relevant quotes that speak to your audience. 3. Really cool statistics. 4. Holidays and relevant events happening for your target audience. 5. Funny posts. Come on, who doesn't love those? 6. Cool illustrations or line art. 7. Content promotions, which basically means like showing a video clip or a thumbnail of some sort of cool content, like say a YouTube video that you have a full version of somewhere, or maybe a piece of a blog post. And then you say, link in my bio. And then you link it in your bio where people can click it through and actually get to your website. Really, really handy. A lot of people have had great luck with this. 8, product promotions. Yes, advertising is okay. Just remember that 80-20 rule. 9, compelling videos. 10, hyperlapse videos. 11, how-to videos. 12, GIF images or GIF images. I guess it depends on if you want them to sound like GIFs or like peanut butter. Your choice. 13, contests and giveaways. Those are always fun and tend to get a lot of comments if that's how your giveaway works. You know, like those like, share, comment if posts on Facebook. Similar story, only usually on Instagram, it's like and tag a friend in this photo or like and comment on this photo, stuff like that. And then you do a drawing and then somebody can win something. Or alternately, some places they will just post up an image and say, link in the bio, go enter our contest. There's a lot of ways you can handle it. 14, mosaics, which may or may not be a good idea. I tried doing a mosaic on my profile once, and the problem I found is if I didn't consistently post 3 images, then my mosaic would be forever after slightly messed up. So depends how OCD you are about that. To be honest, it bothered me a lot when my mosaic got messed up. So your call. 15, asks to tag a friend or double tap to like this image. Kind of goes along with the contests idea, except a lot of these kinds of images I see are like, do you and your friend like milkshakes? Tag a friend who likes milkshakes. 16, reposts from your employees. So if you run a company that has employees and your employees are really, really cool people, they make awesome content, maybe they're talking about the company in a good light, yes, totally share that. It really helps people connect with you and it gives them an appreciation for those people who you have on your team, which is cool. And it makes your workers feel special. 18, calls to action / we're hiring. And 19, instructional picture series. Now, these are not by any means the extent of the things that you can do with your Instagram posts, but it's a list of things that I have seen businesses do / I have read that businesses have done, and they all sound pretty cool. So there's some ideas for you, and I will probably make another podcast about Instagram for some other realm, whether it be like personal use or just diving a little bit more into Instagram advertising or Instagram photos or Instagram videos. This will not be the last time you hear about Instagram on this podcast. That's all I'm trying to say. Anyhow, no matter who you are or what you do, with a little creativity, there is totally hope and potential for you to create an engaging Instagram profile. And if you need more inspiration, I've included a number of my favorite Instagram profiles in this episode's show notes, which you can find in the episode description on iTunes and Google Play, as well as on my website at sarahiddings.com/photosynthesis. That is sarahiddings.com/photosynthesis. And now on that note, it's time for me to pack up my portable sound studio, which, I might add, you can see on my Instagram profile. It's, to be honest, a really awkward little table, tent, blanket, fort thing, but it gives me good sound quality and I'm happy with it. Even though when I was setting it up this morning, I bashed my elbow getting into it and lost all of the feeling in my hand for probably 10 minutes. Yeah, the difficulties of being cheap, but it's okay. Anyways, I hope you have an awesome day and you keep growing, my friend. If you want sparks of photosynthesis delivered to your social media feed, go follow Photosynth Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Photo, S-Y-N-T-H, Show. And our music is provided by Vexento. If you are enjoying the Photosynthesis podcast, please go leave me a rating on iTunes. I would really appreciate it. You can do so by going to sarahiddings.com/review. That's sarahiddings.com/review. Thank you!